In 2371, after the destruction of the Galaxy-class Enterprise D, journalist Jean Piller theorized that the ships named Enterprise were cursed. Out of the five ships with the naval construction contract number 1701, only one had ever made it home. The original. The B, C, and D had all been lost before their time. He surmised that naming a ship Enterprise was now no different than naming a ship Titanic. All would have incredible 10 years of service. All would make history and save the Federation itself multiple times. But all would meet an untimely demise. To this day, the Enterprise E remains in service. Only time will tell as to whether or not it will prove or dispute Pillar's curse. As for the Enterprise B, its demise is a web of secrets and lies, and discovering the truth will shine a light on those that do not want to be discovered, for there are those who prefer to remain among the shadows.
Captain, he's hailing again. He's threatening to come and get us by force, sir.
No reply, Lieutenant.
Aye, sir.
Captain, we can't ignore them forever.
Very well. Then send a message to Command. Tell them we wish confirmation of this Admiral Shadow's authority.
Will do.
What if he is a real Admiral? I mean, this is great and all, but I don't want to lose my job over it.
I know, you won't. I very much doubt he is who he says he is.
But what if he is?
Then we apologize profusely and go back.
I don't get it. If someone that high up didn't want us to find the ship, then why send us out here?
Who knows? They probably didn't expect us to actually find it. I know I didn't. Anyway, Ensign, contact Starfleet Command and request confirmation of our orders. And ask if they've heard of an Admiral's shadow.
Yes, Commander.
What?
You look good in the chair.
You think?
Damn straight. Besides, it's what you always wanted. I still remember a strapping young lieutenant back in the Orion who signed up for every night shift he could just to sit in the chair.
You should try it. Looks good when you're up for promotion.
Oh, I'm fine running the engine room, thanks. I'll leave commanding hundreds of people and filling out all that paperwork to great men like you and Drake.
Commander? Command say they will look into it, but they can't find any record of an Admiral Shadow anywhere.
So, who is he then?
Star Trek: Lost Enterprise, Episode 4, Point of No Return.
Exploration?
Those are my orders, sir.
What flag officer gave you those orders?
Admiral Hackett, sir.
I have been in Starfleet over 50 years, Captain, and I have never heard of an Admiral Hackett.
Well, she exists. You'll find her signature on the orders.
So they are.
There. You see?
You take me for a fool, Johnson. Why would Starfleet Intelligence take you off the front line to explore the outer reaches 60 light years away?
I don't know, but those are my orders, Admiral.
But I need you there, in case the Cardassians try something.
Is that all, Admiral? I have a ship to run.
Fine. I'll let you go, but I will be here, in case you decide to tell me the truth.
Enterprise out.
Damn it!
And that time, it took out the main deflector. Reactivating it now.
I told the captain, that this Klingon thing wouldn't be compatible. It eats too much power, and this is not a bird of frickin' prey. We simply can't power the thing and keep the lights on across 34 decks.
And we're almost at full capacity.
Exactly. Building a new tiny one for the probe was easier than this. You simply can't put a square peg in a round hole.
Didn't Kirk's Enterprise do it? With the Romulan one, if I remember my history class correctly.
Well, obviously the Romulan one was a little bit rounder.
But it's the same base technology. The Klingons got cloaking tech from their alliance with the Romulans. We need to strip it down and find out how to adapt it.
But we still won't have the bloody power, Selina. We'd have to evacuate half the ship.
The core? If we shut it down, then we will have enough.
Yeah, that would work. if you want to take 20 years to get there.
That's plan B, then.
So what's plan A?
We evacuate half the ship.
What?
Look, if we bunk up everyone in quarters, two or three to a room, then we can shut down over a third of the ship. All that deck space is living space. Luxury, and that is not something we can afford right now.
I knew there was a reason I asked for you here. We could also set up temporary living areas in sick bay and, you know, one of the cargo bays. That would give us even more.
Good idea. You volunteering?
You're kidding. I already have my roommate.
Have you now?
Yeah, there might be a shortage of beds though, so we might have to share.
In your dreams, sir.
Let's give everyone the good news. They should all understand.
Seriously?
You of all people should get this, Gaius. We need that power in case we need you to fire your weapons.
But it's only temporary, right?
Once we get back, we can put into Starbase, fix whatever I mess up by plugging this thing in, and she'll be good as new.
All right. But I want some quarters, not one of these refugee areas.
Already done. Me, you and Zareth are going to be staying in my quarters.
Why yours?
Because mine is lower down on one of the decks that needs to stay on. And because I helped make the list.
Just great.
What about the rest of us?
Well, I try to be fair about this. Doctor, you and your staff will be in sick bay, which is, you know, your second home anyway, right? And Captain, I've put you and Sarvik in your quarters.
Lieutenant.
Actually, Mr. Wright, I was thinking of sleeping in my ready room. I can certainly convert the couch there.
You sure?
Yeah. Besides, I don't think I'll get much sleep on this mission anyway.
All right then, thanks for that. That means I can shut down Deck 3 entirely. Commander, you want to be with my second?
That will suffice.
What about food? I mean, the mess hall is staying open, right?
It's been converted into living space, but Chef and his lot will do what they can during the day. Just don't ask for a midnight snack.
All right then, since that's all sorted, the probe. How far did it get?
Unfortunately, more fuel than estimated was used to keep it in orbit above Bajor. It made it only half a light year.
That's close. Way too close. No way of getting it further?
Once we reach it, we should be able to tractor it. But we would, of course, be reduced to impulse speeds.
And the Cardis might pick it up. How many ships are around the planet?
At my last reading, 2.
Not too bad.
The ship would appear to be monitoring the majority of the Cardassian forces on the planet's surface. The reason the rest of the fleet left is unclear.
They conquered the planet, Bajor have no ships to speak of, no allies to come help. Why stay?
I would remind you that there may yet already be bases and monitoring devices set up on Bajor itself.
We'll stay cloaked. Keep watching the area.
Of course.
Anyone want to change their mind? All right, then. Get bunked up and prepare to get underway. Dismissed.
What is all this stuff?
My culture. I need them with me at all times. I could explain each of them to you if you wish.
No, you're fine. What about you, Gaius? You haven't bought much.
Don't need much. Just this.
Nice picture. Where was it taken?
Alpha Centauri. We went there on my shore leave before we were dispatched. Carl was barely 2 months old.
You'll see them again, mate.
Yeah.
The cloak will work, right?
Now that we've packed ourselves into half the ship like sardines, it should, yeah.
And if it doesn't?
If it doesn't, then we're as expendable as the probe. We got caught over the line once. They won't stand for twice.
I'll keep it working, I promise.
I know. But if it doesn't, then we're all for one and one for all, right?
Right.
Yeah. Right then, enough of the soppy bollocks. Where are your uniforms going?
Sarvik, you all moved in with Harding?
The living situation has been resolved.
Yeah. You dodged a bullet on that one. Lucky the captain's so quick on his feet.
I do not wish to discuss this matter further in public.
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry.
Personal reasons are not why I am here. I have the list of decks that will be locked down, along with all utilities and systems that will not function after 1400 today.
The sonic showers?
The systems are non-essential, and we should not be on the mission for more than 2 days.
You Vulcans have a heightened sense of smell. Come back to me in 2 days and tell me it's non-essential.
Water will remain on if anyone needs to bathe.
By water, you mean the sink, right?
Correct.
And what about those of us who are living in public areas?
There is a community bathroom down the hall.
Fantastic. So not only do I have to live with my staff, I have to wash with them now too. Fine!
You do understand the importance of our mission?
Yeah, sure. Losing a few creature comforts to prevent a war. I get it. But if you ask me, all we will be doing is prolonging the inevitable. The Cardassians deserve to have their asses handed to them for what they are doing to the Bajorans.
We are peacekeepers, Ayumi, not the galaxy's police force.
No? Then why did we send a probe to spy on them?
Engineering reports that the cloaking device is installed and working within normal parameters.
Okay, let's give it a shot. All right, Engineering, shut down all unoccupied decks and non-essential systems.
Aye, sir. Power is available. Rerouting now.
I have set up some fail-safes in case it blows out one of the essential systems.
Cloak is ready when you are, sir.
Let's do it.
Activating cloaking device.
We are cloaked.
Well done, Engine Room. Xerath, set course for the probe.
Course plotted.
Sir, the cloak is taking even more power than we calculated. Damn it, I can't guarantee we'll have enough.
Captain, perhaps we should reconsider.
We can't. We don't have the time. If that probe is discovered, it could be the final straw with the Cardassians. We have to do this. Do everything you can, Wright. Shut down more of the ship if you need to. Anything.
I'll do my best. I recommend no higher than Warp 4. 5 at a stretch if we want to stay invisible.
Understood, Mr. Wright. Warp 4, Mr. Xerath. Engage.
Yes.
Am I disturbing you?
No. Was just looking at some family photos of my dad.
Nice. How old is he there?
Barely 2 months. He never knew Gaius. Doesn't have a single memory.
Well, he was only a year old. It's to be expected.
I know. I was always upset by that. But now that I have someone to blame, it makes it worse.
We are in a dangerous line of work. Your grandfather especially. Who is to say that he wouldn't have been killed in a skirmish with the Cardassians regardless?
He would have been a first officer. Maybe even a captain by the time war broke out. And even if he had, at least my dad would have gotten to know him.
I wasn't trying to upset you, Captain.
I know. Sorry, Henry.
It's all right.
Who is this Admiral Hackett? I can't find any record of her anywhere. And now this Shadow. They're connected, I know it. And it's their fault the Enterprise is out here like this. They killed these people. Killed him.
Captain, have you ever heard of Section 31?
No.
Well, I have. Said to be a shadow organization within Starfleet, like the Tal Shiar, or the Old Obsidian Order. The right hand that the left hand we work for doesn't even know about. They are a rumor, of course. You remember that Julian Bashir I told you about? He has spent half his career trying to prove they exist.
But they don't, right?
Until yesterday, I would have said no. But considering what we have found out...
Proof. That's what Bashir never had. But we do. No wonder they want to shut us up.
Captain, if what I hear about this Section 31 is true, then they have connections to people in very high places in the fleet, and they will use that power to stop us. If we're right, of course.
Did you finish reading the logs of Dr. Hikari?
No, not yet. I've been busy. And to be honest, I've been putting off getting to the last few entries.
I know what you mean.
I don't know her. I never knew her. but she puts so much of herself into the recordings and text that it's hard not to get connected. It goes against everything I was taught about being a doctor, but she fascinates me.
Yes. She was a hell of an officer.
As was Commander Drake.
Bridge to Captain.
Go ahead, Stiles.
It's him again, sir. He's giving you a direct order to answer him.
All right. You know what? Put him through.
Sir?
Let's see what he has to say.
Aye, Captain.
Do you want me to leave?
No. Stick around. This should be interesting.
Captain, I do not appreciate your insubordination. Why have you not sent me the logs? Why are you ignoring my calls and giving a ridiculous excuse about comm trouble?
To commit insubordination, sir, you would have to be my superior. I do not recognize your authority.
I beg your pardon?
Section 31. That's who you work for, right? Well, I don't answer to Section 31, so I don't answer to you. If Admiral Jellicoe or any of the others give me an order to cease this mission, then I will. But I doubt they even know we're having this conversation.
And they will never know. Let me be perfectly clear, Captain. I am on the way to Deep Space Nine now. I am traveling on a prototype shuttle that has a quantum slipstream drive, so I will be there very soon. When I get there, I will take command of the USS Defiant, and I will come and force you back to the Alpha Quadrant.
Why would the crew of DS9 listen to you?
Because several of their superiors have ordered them to turn command of the station and the ship over to me.
And what if I won't come back?
Then I do whatever it takes to keep the best interest of the Federation safe. Section 31 is needed. Without us, you idealistic fools should be conquered within a year.
And how far will you go?
Like I said, whatever it takes. A science ship lost to the Dominion while on a mission in the Gamma Quadrant. You wouldn't be the first or the last. And don't think about contacting command. The subspace relay uses Deep Space Nine to send its signals. You can't contact anyone in the Federation without me knowing about it first. You have no choice, Captain Drake. No choice but to submit to my authority. So save yourself the trouble and come back now.
Give it your best shot.
I'm starting to wish I never signed on with you again.
So, that's it. We either submit and allow this kind of thing to continue for another 70 years, or we make a stand now. I'm not willing to protect men like the Shadow any longer, but I will be violating a direct order and going up against parts of Starfleet itself.
The way I see it, sir, we have a duty to take out this cancer from the Federation.
Well, I'm here. May as well see it through.
It's your call, sir, and I'll follow your orders.
All right, then we make a stand. But we're going to need help.
Shall I contact Earth, sir?
No. I have a better idea.
We should be close. We should be right on top of it.
Savik?
I am detecting the probe 500 meters to our port bow.
Tractor it aboard.
Aye. Engaging tractor beam. Retrieving probe.
Keep it on low level. We don't want to attract attention.
Sir, power levels have dropped to 56%. Doing everything I can just to keep the cloak working.
Keep it working, engine room. Take power from life support if you have to.
The probe is aboard.
All right. Well done, everyone. Xerath, set course back to Federation space and engage.
Gladly, sir. Engaging impulse engines.
Wait until we are out of the system until we go to warp.
Aye.
Captain, the cloak. It's failing. We'll be visible in under a minute.
Engineering, right.
I told you, sir. I just don't have the power.
We need more now. Suggestions?
The warp core. We agreed on it as a backup plan. It should give us more than enough.
Yeah, but if we shut it down, we won't be able to make any kind of a quick getaway. Cold starting the core could take hours.
Do it.
Captain, the Cardassian ships have detected us. or at least a ship of some kind. They are on an intercept course.
Mr. Wright!
Stand by!
The Cardassian ships will be within visual range in 2 minutes, 19 seconds. Unbelievably, one appears to be Gul'denic's ship.
Of course it is. Engine room, now!
Core is offline. Transferring power now.
We're cloaked.
All right. Set course and engage at full impulse back to Federation space.
Captain, Denik's ship is not returning to Bajor. It is almost upon us and has begun a sensor sweep.
Is the cloak stable?
Yes.
Steady as she goes.
Speed is a quarter impulse. Half. Full impulse speed, sir.
Captain, the Cardassian ship is firing randomly in all directions. They must be trying to find us.
How long until we are out of range?
If they don't move, then we'll be safe in 30 seconds. They haven't hit anything yet.
Wait!
That shot grazed our hull, but now they have a target area.
Evasive maneuvers!
Aye.
They're firing at us again. It's gonna hit!
All hands brace for impact!
Direct hit to the port impulse engine. They are firing again! That one just grazed us. The other ship is joined in firing. We need to get our shields up!
Captain, we need to activate the self-destruct. If we are discovered...
We are already discovered, Savik. Right, get the warp core back online.
Like I told you, sir, that could take hours. 30 minutes at a push.
Heavy damage. Hull breach on decks 15 and 19.
Captain, the power grid is overloading. We're losing the cloak.
That's it, then. We have no choice. Bring us about. Drake, drop the cloak to charge weapons and raise shields. Target their communication relays. We might be able to take them out before they can tell anyone about us.
Aye, sir.
Take us in.
To be continued.
The Kendra Province outpost is reporting in. The uprising has been put down. Minimal casualties.
For now.
Sir, I am detecting... The readings match that of a cloaked ship barely half a light year away. Their cloak appears to be malfunctioning.
Romulan?
No. It seems to be Klingon. But it is still somewhat working. I can't get a reading on the type of ship.
Helm! Take us to them. Signal the Lamar, tell them what is happening, and to follow us in. The children can wait. If those animals want a fight, we will give it to them.
Course plotted. Full speed.
Of course.
At once.
I thought Klingons were better than this. Sneaking across our borders and not even having their cloak in order. I would expect better from a Ferengi.
What should I tell our officers on the surface?
Tell them we are departing for... Pest control. We will be back shortly. I can't wait to see the look on Legate Shinar's face when I tow back a Klingon hulk.
We are within firing range of the target, but...
They have recloaked.
They are not getting away with this that easy. Fire in a full 360-degree pattern. Smoke them out. Have the Lamar stand by.
Firing. No hits. continuing the fire.
Come on, come on. Where are you?
A hit. 3, 4, 5.
Fire, you fool!
Direct hit. Sir, this is strange.
What?
The readings I am getting are not Klingon.
What are they?
The impulse turn is Federation.
Ah, of course. Those meddling Selkans! Give the Lamar the firing pattern, their shields will be down. Pulverize them!
A miss. A direct hit. And again. They are taking heavy damage. Their cloak is failing.
That's the Enterprise, Johnson. Blow them out of the stars!
Is she all right?
She is dead.
Medical teams to the bridge. Report.
Both ships' communication arrays have been damaged. They won't be calling for any backup.
Attack pattern gamma. Fire at will.
The second ship has taken moderate damage. Delic's forward shields are failing. They are returning fire. Shields are down to 36%. Hull breach on deck 24. Emergency force fields are in place.
We need to conserve power to keep our shields up.
Acknowledged. Drake, fire torpedoes only. High yield, full spread on Denix's ship.
Ready, sir.
Fire!
They have taken heavy damage to their rear bow. He's turning away. The other ship is moving in.
Use a burst of phasers to take down their shields, then send a couple of high-yield torpedoes through.
Yes. The other ship is disabled. Our forward shields are offline.
Bring us about. Full impulse away from them. Fire torpedoes as fast as you can load them.
We are about. Loading torpedoes. Which ship should I target?
The disabled one. We can't leave witnesses.
Sir.
You heard the order, Commander.
The other ship has been destroyed. Shields down to 10%.
Captain, we cannot win this.
Bridge to engine room.
Here, sir.
Get that warp core online.
Captain, I can't change the laws of physics. We need another 15 minutes at least.
Then we're dead. We're being held.
Put him on.
You will pay for the Cardassian blood you have on your hands, Captain. Don't you think you should surrender now?
Close the channel. Take power from weapons. Life support if you have to. Get that core online.
Captain, I have a suggestion.
I'm open to it.
We could ram them. If the impact does not destroy us, then we self-destruct.
I agree.
All right. Xerath, ramming speed!
Captain, I am detecting an anomaly right in our path.
What kind of anomaly?
A wormhole.
What? Is it stable?
Yes, it is like no wormhole I have ever...
Take us through it!
Captain?
Do you have a better idea? We have an escape route right in our path, and I'm going to take it.
What about the other ship?
If they keep following us, they'll be pulled in.
And if they don't?
Captain, I can give you warp one, but that's not enough to outrun the Cardis.
Yes, it is right. Just in time. Xerath, engage warp one right into the wormhole.
Aye, sir.
The Cardassian ship has followed us in.
Our starboard nacelle was destroyed in the blast. We're spinning out of control.
Get us back on impulse.
We can't, sir. Helm controls are frozen.
If we don't steady for re-entry, we will be destroyed.
Right. Take the core offline.
I'm trying, sir, but a shutdown at this velocity...
Right. Just do it.
Oh, shit!
Coolant leak! I repeat, coolant leak! I can't shut it down! The core is gonna breach, sir!
Confirmed. Core breach imminent.
Ejected. Now!
Ejecting warp core in 3, 2, 1!
All hands brace for impact!
Mr. Xerath.
I'm okay, sir. Thank you.
Report.
Core ejection was successful. We have exited the wormhole.
Yes. But exited to where? Bridged engine room. Report status. Mr. Wright, I said report status.
This is Ensign Harding, sir. Lieutenant Wright is dead.
Oh, no.
I need a full damage report as soon as possible, engineering.
Aye, sir.
Captain, I am picking up debris. It appears to be Denik's ship. They were destroyed in the blast.
Well, at least that's something. Any idea where we are?
Unless my instruments are damaged, which is a possibility, we are over 70,000 light-years from our last known position, in the Gamma Quadrant.
Star Trek: Lost Enterprise, Episode 5, Stranded.
What's our status?
74 dead, over 150 wounded.
The core is gone. The starboard nacelle will never work again without repairs at a starbase. That is to say nothing about damage to our secondary systems and the ship itself.
So what's the plan? We go back, right?
We can't go back.
What?
You heard me. We can't go back.
The hell we can't. I'm not going to stay out here, cut off from everyone. From home.
The captain is correct. Without warp power, we would limp across Cardassian space for decades. We would be attacked and destroyed, or captured, hours after we return.
And that would start a war.
I don't give a damn. I have a wife. A one-year-old son.
Drake. I'm sorry.
You're sorry? You're sorry? What about your family, Captain? Are you willing to just give up on them?
No. But we don't have a choice.
There has to be another way. There has to be. The cloak
was damaged in the battle, and even if we could get it working again, we will never have enough power, and we would still be without warp drive.
A distress call. A ship would come and get us.
Starfleet Command will not allow any ship to cross the border for us. One ship is not worth starting a war.
But what then? We just blow ourselves up? What happens to us?
The ship won't sustain us long. We need to find an M-class planet and settle on it.
What? Like a colony? But our families...
I'm sorry, Drake. Truly. But at least this way we'll survive.
I would rather die.
That isn't your call to make. There are over 400 people aboard this ship, Commander. Do you speak for all of them as well? No. I didn't think so.
Can we at least send messages back home?
The Cardassians would find it. It would be like flying to Cardassia and beaming down the evidence of our mission ourselves. I'm sorry. For all of this.
We need to tell the rest of the crew.
Agreed. Please. All of you be patient with those under your command. Savik. Begin scanning for a suitable world.
Aye, Captain.
Thank you. I'm gonna miss you. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Captain, I... Your family?
Yes. I guess I was just saying goodbye. What can I do for you?
The crew has been informed. All are understandably emotional, but most understand.
Have you found a planet?
There are three within the next 50 light years. However, two of them are inhabited.
And which one isn't?
The furthest most one.
You know, for some reason I knew you would say that. All right. Let's find a way to get us there.
Engineering is already working on it, Captain.
Okay. Thanks. You're free to go.
Captain, I wish to discuss something else.
What's that?
If we are truly to spend the rest of our lives here in the Gamma Quadrant, no longer having ties back to Earth...
You're, wondering if we can pick up where we left off.
Not as such, but...
You're twice my age. You do know that, right?
I am only quarter of a way through my life cycle. In human years, I may be older, but for a Vulcan, I am still young.
And you still look it.
Thank you.
That wasn't a very logical response.
I am not feeling very logical today, sir.
I wonder.
Wonder what, sir?
I wonder what a half-human, quarter-Romulan, quarter-Vulcan child would be like.
We could consult with Dr. Hikari.
Savik?
Yes, Captain?
Shut up.
A little early, don't you think, Gaius? Aren't you meant to be on duty?
I relieved myself. What about you?
I came for some breakfast.
You'll have to get it yourself. No one's around. They're all helping with repairs or panicking elsewhere.
Chef doesn't strike me as the repair crew type.
Why are you so damn calm?
Because if I allow myself to be compromised, then I will never be able to function again.
Don't you get it? You have no function. You're not in Starfleet anymore. There is no Starfleet now. We are just a ship of people who are looking to survive.
Well, what do you suggest we do then? Throw away our uniforms in mutiny?
No.
Then I fail to see what you're accomplishing by being this way.
We'll never see home again, Zareth. Our families.
Nothing matters more to an Andorian than family, Gaius. Nothing. But to give in to despair, to mourn them when they are safe because of our sacrifice, does nothing but cause pain. We should be proud of what we've done.
Yeah.
Pour me some.
I thought you said it was too early.
It's never too early to drink to a fallen friend.
Do you know how it happened?
A falling beam crushed him.
Oh, God.
Harding said it was quick. He didn't suffer.
To Paul Wright, the best damn engineer in the fleet, the man who gave his life for ours.
To absent friends.
Savik. Savik, I have my updated casualty report. Savik, open up. Computer, locate Commander Savik.
Commander Savik is in the captain's ready room.
Oh.
Told you I could make the couch into a good bed.
Your humor still puzzles me. We should begin preparation to get underway.
The others can handle it for a while.
No, I need to return to my post.
All right. I guess I just wanted to forget about it all for a while.
The situation will remain unchanged, no matter how much we wish it not to be.
You're right. We'll sort out the details later.
Yes, Captain. Thomas.
Engineering to the Captain.
Go ahead.
Repairs are complete, sir. Or at least, we are as stable as we're going to get for now.
We're going to be travelling pretty far. Think she can handle it?
I have a suggestion about that, sir.
Hey, I'm all ears.
Captain, our salvage teams have returned. We're ready to get underway.
Did they finish their work?
Most of it. But someone's going to have to come back later. Do you have what you need?
It's all there. I know how they got here.
All right, then. Let's go tell someone about it. Someone we can trust.
Agreed. Ensign, send a message to Deep Space Nine. Tell them that we are returning to the Alpha Quadrant, but will be proceeding directly to another starbase. One that isn't commanded by Section 31.
Aye, sir. Sir, I'm getting no signal from the relay. It is either offline or...
Or destroyed. He's here.
Orders, Captain?
Reroute power to shields and weapons. We may need them.
Aye, sir. But even if we put everything we have into them, we're no match for the Defiant.
Understood.
Aye, sir.
He won't fire on us. That was a bluff. Right?
We are about to find out. Man the tactical station.
Yes, Captain.
All hands, this is Drake. We are going home. But to get there, we need to go through the USS Defiant commanded by this Admiral Shadow of Section 31. I am refusing to stand down to this man or his kind. But if any of you have any objection, then report it to your department head and return to your quarters. I will note it in my log. All right, then. Red alert!
All decks and stations confirm status red. All hands are at battle stations, Captain.
Powers rerouted to defensive stations.
Helm, set course for the wormhole. Maximum warp. Engage.
Where we're staying. Forever.
Be thankful, Commander. Without using the shuttlecraft, it would have taken us considerably longer.
Hats off to Harding. Wright would have been proud.
I was worried about the stresses on the tractor beams at warp, but they are holding steady.
Yeah, our boards are green. Ready when you are, Enterprise.
Stand by, shuttlecraft. We just need to make a few calculations. That last jump almost cost us the saucer's upper-outer hull.
Does this planet even have a name?
Officially, it is called...
We'll rename it. Any suggestions?
How about New Andoria?
Not funny.
Hey, I'm serious.
Captain, I am picking up two ships dropping out of warp right in our course.
I can see them. Insect-like design. Purple glow. They don't look friendly. Natives?
Maybe. I'll stop, crewmen, on screen.
The ships are heavily armed, Captain. More than 3 times our armaments.
They're hailing us.
Yeah.
Unknown vessel, you are trespassing in Dominion space. Lower your defensive systems and stand by to be boarded.
To be continued.
Thank you.
Unknown vessel, respond or we will open fire.
Dominion ship, this is Captain Thomas Johnson of the Starship Enterprise. We were not aware that this was your territory. Please, if you would allow us to leave...
Ignorance is no excuse. You are of an unknown sovereignty, Enterprise. We will find out why you are here and what threat you pose to the Founder's Order.
We are no threat. We are alone.
Prepare to be boarded.
They closed the channel. What do we do, sir?
Shuttles, prepare for warp jump.
Where to?
Back. Away from them. We can worry about the rest later.
Galileo to all shuttles. Prepare for emergency jump to the coordinates I'm sending you now.
Sir, one of the alien ships is moving towards us.
Steady.
Sir, they're firing!
Enterprise, the Dominion are firing on the shuttles. They must have figured out what we're doing.
Galileo, get out of here!
Taking evasive action. I'll come back, Enterprise. Oh no.
Xerath! Xerath!
I've been hit! Warp engines offline!
Open a channel to the Dominion ships.
You're wrong.
Dominion ships, please. The shuttles are only following my orders. Break off your attack. We surrender.
Another one like that and I join my ancestors.
Dominion Commander, please!
Consider this an example of what happens when you defy us.
No!
Captain, it's been an honor, sir. Please tell.
The shuttles have been destroyed.
Intruder alert. They're on decks 24, 11, 8, and 2. Permission to lead a counterattack, sir. Captain, I'm going whether you let me or not, sir.
Permission granted, Commander Drake.
Thank you, Commander.
Captain? Sir? Thomas!
We're dead. This is it. I get them all killed. I get us all killed.
You did what you always do, sir. The right thing.
But the cloak. You warned me. You all did.
It doesn't matter. As a mentor of mine once told me, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. You are a hero, Thomas.
Thanks, but...
But nothing.
Ah, the command center.
Intruders on the bridge!
I wouldn't reach for that phaser if I were you, Captain Johnson.
And you are?
My name is irrelevant. I am a Vorta. These are my Jem'Hadar troops, and you are now property of the Dominion.
Star Trek, Lost Enterprise, Episode 6, The Final Frontier.
Slowing to sublight speed. No ships in the area.
The Defiant has a cloak. He's probably out there waiting for us.
Full impulse to the wormhole, Helm. Daniels, is it ready?
At the touch of a button, Captain.
Steady as she goes.
Captain, a ship decloaking ahead. It's the Defiant.
Yellow alert.
They're hailing.
Good. We need to get him talking. On screen.
Captain Drake, I told you I would be here. Now, stand down and prepare to be escorted back to Deep Space Nine. We will discuss your court-martial later. If you're lucky, you will only lose your command.
Does the crew there know who they are working for?
A Starfleet admiral who is acting on official orders from Starfleet Command, here to escort a rogue captain whose strange obsession with his grandfather has made him believe he has found the Enterprise B.
Well, that ship's out there. I have the logs.
Whatever you think you have found, Captain, I assure you, it will be dealt with.
I see. By Section 31, you mean?
Captain, really? Now you're believing in that conspiracy theory just because you disagree with my orders. Really, Captain? I suppose you also bought into the one about Wolf 359 being a conspiracy within Starfleet. That we were working with the Borg all along.
Admiral, I'm not going back to Deep Space Nine.
Yes, you are, Captain.
And what will you do to stop us, huh? Fire on us? For what? Disobeying your personal orders.
Disobeying Starfleet?
By staying around a bit longer for salvage operations. By not taking those results to your department. I think the men and women behind you need to ask themselves why you would go through all this trouble to stop little old me reporting the findings of one lost starship.
These men and women will follow my orders, because they respect the chain of command.
They'll kill Starfleet officers. Humans, Andorians, Betazoids, Bajorans. All or more are part of this crew. Now, if they are willing to do that, and all of them are then willing to live with that, lie about that for the rest of their lives...
Shut up! You are a criminal, Captain. You have stolen the Argo for your own personal needs, and I will do everything within my power to stop you and bring you to justice. If these officers will not follow orders, I have others who will.
In black uniforms, hey? Shadow? I wonder if that's the name you used with them. Maybe you used another alias. Sloan, maybe? Hackett?
Lower your shields and prepare to be boarded, Captain. That is an order.
Make me.
What?
I said make me, sir. Fire your quantum torpedoes and blow this science ship out of the stars.
I will.
Good. And the whole Alpha Quadrant can watch while you do it.
What?
Oh, yes. I have friends on the other side of the wormhole. Friends who don't use DS9 as a hub. Friends who use one of their own relays and have been recording this whole conversation. Like you said, sir, I couldn't contact anyone in the Federation.
Close the channel. Fire at will.
Now, Daniels, evasive's helm.
We're cloaked. The device is somewhat stable.
For now.
We won't need it for long. Take us through the wormhole, Ensign.
They followed us in.
The cloak is failing. I told you, sir, the damn thing was buggy 70 years ago.
Take it offline. They can't catch up in time now. Are our friends ready?
They're standing by.
The Defiant is through. They've targeted right on us.
Signal them to decloak.
Two Vorta-class cruisers ahead, sir. They're targeting the Defiant. The Klingons are asking for instructions.
Have them stand by. Hail the Defiant. Admiral, it would seem that you are outmatched. Our Klingon friends were very upset when I told them that Section 31 stole their technology. I have offered to return it along with information about your cabal, in return for some assistance. I'd stand down if I were you.
Now who's about to fire on a Starfleet ship?
Me, sir? We're just a deep space science ship. And I wouldn't dare. But the Klingons, they do have a temper.
This isn't over, Captain. Whatever victory you think you have had here today is nothing. We are the Federation. You would just as soon cut off an arm.
I can grow a new one.
They're recloaking. Moving off. He's gone, sir.
Let him run. Back into the shadows he loves so much while they still exist.
Well played, sir.
Thank you, Andrew.
The Klingons are signaling. They want to know when they'll be getting their payment.
Tell them to put into DS9. We will meet them there. And tell Captain Kira I want a meeting.
Aye, sir.
Bring us into dock. I'd almost forgotten. Computer, access final log entries from the Enterprise B.
Accessing.
All right. Play. Yes!
Sorry. I was just thinking. I was wondering if you might want to listen to the last few entries together.
Make it easier?
Something like that.
Pull up a chair. Ready?
Are you?
Computer. Play logs.
Where are they?
They have taken deck 12. They are pushing us back up here to 11.
All right. Meet me in section 23.
Yes, sir. Wait. There they are. Fire! Fire! No!
Benson. Benson. Ah! Upload this audio to the library computer. Maybe someone will find this. If you do, tell my wife and son I love them so much. All right, you ugly bastards. Let's do this. Ah!
Why don't you just destroy this ship and be done with it?
How little you understand us, Captain. Now, the first here will steady his hand from both of you if you tell us what we want to know. How many of your Federation ships are in our space?
I told you. One.
Impossible. How did you arrive here?
A wormhole! How many times, you piece of...
Now, now. Our translators are having enough trouble with all this yelling. You really expect me to believe there is a stable wormhole mere light years away and we have never found it?
Maybe you weren't looking in the right place.
Ugh. Show respect to your betters, alien!
The resistance has been put down. All of the ship's security are dead.
You're sure, Second?
I killed the chief myself.
Fascinating.
What?
You speak like a xenophobic race, yet you are two different species. You that are Jem'Hadar serve the Vorta. You said it earlier as though it were natural.
It is the order of things.
The Federation is dozens of species. Don't you see? We're alike.
Are all races in your Federation equal?
Yes.
Then we are nothing alike. The Founders created us to serve and preserve their order. What is your purpose?
To explore. To find new races. Like yourselves.
How curious. To do so invites those new contacts to become new enemies. You wander around the galaxy, finding only trouble.
It does happen.
Then why do it?
Because we can. Because we want to grow.
And have you grown to the Gamma Quadrant?
Not yet. But we will.
I have no doubt. More of your kind will come. And when they do, they will find this ship. Our message to go back and never return.
What the hell was that?
Your death. The rest of your crew will also be infected with it.
Why not just shoot us?
Because that would be merciful. Our message must be clear. It could be years before more of your kind come through. We don't want them to find an empty ship of bones and dust. We have sabotaged your power systems. Your life support systems will fail in a matter of days. Those of you who don't die from our pathogen will die in the cold of space. And when your people find you, you will be preserved. Monuments to our strength.
And they say true evil doesn't exist.
A strange creature you are, Captain. I would love to stay and chat more, but the time has come for us to depart. Quick and well. Release him.
Yes, sir.
I'll take that.
You are a lousy shot, Captain.
I will break your spine in two.
No! No. That would be too easy a death for him.
The cure. Where is it?
Oh, Captain. there is no cure. Why would we need one? You should have shot to yourself. It would have been more effective. I am a clone, Captain. Another me will take my place. There is only one of you.
Take our dead.
They were right, sir. No cure. I've been up 48 hours looking at everything I can. Maybe if I had more time.
We do not.
Can you make the crew more comfortable?
I think I can dull the pain, which I must say I may need soon. From what I can tell, the virus we have is usually used to prolong death, make it last years. But they sped it up. Now, well, we can feel now.
How long?
Hours. I have already begun to show signs of the last stage.
Ayumi.
I know, Savik. It's fine, really. I want to stay down here and work. Until the end. Maybe I'll find something at the last minute. That's how this usually goes, right?
Right.
Ayumi,
No goodbyes. Just peace and long life. That's how it goes, isn't it?
Yes. Live long and prosper, Ayumi. I will be in my quarters, Captain.
Okay. Doctor.
I will keep trying, sir, right up until the end.
I know. I know, Ayumi. I know.
I never did tell him I had a crush on him.
Hey, I didn't think you'd mind if I didn't chime. Candles, incense, the robe. You're meditating now?
I am calming my thoughts and readying myself for the inevitable.
You know, it's okay.
Hmm?
I saw you. You lost it back there, and that's okay. I doubt Sorak would mind on this occasion.
Indeed.
Savik, for once, just for once, can you just be normal?
That remark is insulting.
Let it go. Let it all go. Give in to yourself. Show me the real you. The you you've spent your entire life hiding.
Thomas, I don't know how.
Just let go and follow my lead. See? Wasn't so bad. Was it? Savik? Savik? Savik! I rest. Captain on the bridge. Computer, status of recovered probe.
Moderate damage.
Wipe it. Store instead the mission logs, including the one I'm about to record.
Error. Memory storage damage. 79% chance of data decay.
but a 21% chance something will still be on it when it's found.
Affirmative.
All right. Then duplicate this log 200 times. More chance someone will get it. Transfer data.
Transfer complete. Log recording standing by.
Send the probe the moment I finish speaking. One more time. Record log. Captain's log, stardate. I don't know what stardate it is. I think I'm one of the last ones left. We are still on course back to the Federation. But without our warp core, who knows when. If someone will even hear this. Of all the ways I saw it ending, saw myself dying in this uniform, this wasn't it. Infected by some random virus with no cure out here in some unknown star. But you know what? It wouldn't change a thing. Other than dying. A year ago, I said that being the captain of the Enterprise isn't what it used to be. Well, I would like to go on record saying I couldn't ask for anything more. I have no doubt there will be another Starship Enterprise, maybe several. To the captain of those ships, I say good luck. Good luck in traveling those new worlds, discovering those new civilizations. They will have to work hard to beat this crew. They were the best. Savik. Drake. Xerath. A message to my wife, if I could. I'm sorry, sweetheart. Doesn't look like I'll be coming home this year. Do me a favor, baby. Live. Be happy. Have the life you deserve. That hurt. I can feel it. Feel it coming. I guess this is just the next adventure. The next frontier to explore. This is Captain Thomas Johnson, Captain of the Enterprise. Signing.
An Admiral Sulu here to see you.
How does he know I'm here?
He says he knows what you did. That mean anything?
Send him in.
You bitch!
No one knows I use this office but my staff. How did you find me?
Missing? 3 months ago, they were transferred to some unknown area by your orders, and then they go missing.
It's not called the unknown because it's safe, Sulu. Sometimes things happen. Ships are lost.
400 men and women are dead because of you. Where did you send them? For what reason? Did you kill them?
No.
Then who did?
The Enterprise B went missing whilst charting unexplored space. We don't know what happened, and are deeply saddened by their loss. Now, security, please escort Admiral Sulu from my office. He refuses to leave.
I won't let this go, Hackett.
You're very old, Admiral. I think it's time you joined your daughter in retirement. Somewhere nice. Risa, maybe. I will arrange it.
You will do no such thing. The Commander-in-Chief...
will do as I tell him. Now, enjoy retirement.
I won't go. I won't stop until you answer for this. You hear me? You will answer for this.
Computer. Playlist 4. Play.
No way! Picard saved the Federation from the Borg twice, made hundreds of first contacts, fought in the Dominion War, and stopped the Q from erasing us from history.
All in a year's work for Jim Kirk. The Borg wouldn't still be around if he were alive today.
Oh, was that in between sleeping with every woman he ever met?
Ah, good old Quark's Bar. I remember this place from my younger days. Mind if we join you?
Be our guest.
Andorian ale, please.
Same for me.
What are you two talking about, then?
We were just debating who the best Enterprise captain was.
So far. After this, you could probably have the F, sir.
The Argo's fine for me, thanks.
And who did you pick?
Kirk.
Picard.
Ah, the easy picks. I always admired Pike myself.
Captain?
How can I not pick Johnson after all this?
Yeah. Can I, change my pick?
So, you finished listening to the logs then?
Yeah.
As hard as you thought?
Yup. But it's nice to get closure. And Henry was there too.
I see.
Any idea what's next for you, sir?
Going to go back and finish the mission. I know where to look for my grandfather now. Plus, we can have that service. I'm sure the descendants will all come.
Did you tell Johnson's family about the affair?
Not my place. All of this will be public knowledge soon enough. If they want to find out, they can. Anyway, I have an opening for a senior staff. Unless you were all put off by that last outing.
Hey, try and stop us.
Count me in.
I haven't got anything better to do.
All right, then. To the Enterprise B, and all the souls who gave their lives aboard her.
Hear, hear.
Right then, who's for Darbo?
Captain Drake, that holo program is ready when you are.
Holo suite program? Captain.
It's not that kind of program, Mr. Stiles. But it's something I need to go try out. Excuse me.
Of course.
Computer, begin program. Wow. It's perfect. Bigger than I thought. I'll take it since you're not here, Johnson. Just this once. Whoa. I wonder if the real one was this comfy. Perfect. Goodbye, Grandfather. Goodbye, all.
We are free and clear to navigate.
Once more into the breach.
Oh, don't be so dramatic.
All systems ready, sir.
Take us in, Ensign.
Drake would captain the USS Argo for 8 more years before finally accepting a promotion to Admiral. Commander Stiles would continue to serve as First Officer on several posts before eventually becoming Captain of the USS Orion. Lieutenant Daniels would rise through the ranks to commander, but would remain an engineer, joining Stiles on all his posts and now serves as his chief engineer. Dr. Quinn would serve with Captain Drake through his entire command until finally returning with him to Earth to work for Starfleet Medical. The details of the Enterprise B's fate was revealed, but Admiral Shadow was never seen or heard from again. The Defiant would return 3 days later with only the standard crew aboard. The Federation Council and tribunals would rule that Section 31 cannot be proven by the evidence Drake provided. They maintain that Admiral Hackett and Shadow were merely rogue elements that will be cut out. Admiral Drake still fights this ruling. The Dominion cut a deal with the Federation, allowing the Enterprise B to remain at its current position. It has since become a monument that is visited by hundreds of tourists every year who look to show their respects. The history and lineage of the USS Enterprise, NCC-1701, lives on as the Enterprise E was successfully decommissioned and years later the Enterprise F was launched. That ship and crew now continue to go boldly where no one has gone before.